That was Eric Maltz with Le Pont Englouti from the release Tappan Zee. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this hour, I have Ott with the tune Holiday Boat from the release Heads. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Thank you. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Yeah, man, like, it's coming out of the rave, isn't it? It's like, you and my friends, isn't it? Met them up at 5 in the morning. Just had the best time, isn't it? Just raving, man. Eyes shut. Just zoning out, man. Just like, just hitting me, man. Literally, just, like, took it to another place. It's just pure, just euphoria.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Just before that announcement, you heard Dubmatics Meets Future Dub Orchestra with the tune Samurai Dub. Before that, Chasing Status with 5 a.m. from What Came Before. Also, Bound 16 with Low Tide from V4 Sequoia. Right now, you're listening to Tetrahydro K, the tune Labyrinth Remix featuring Panda Dub from Odyssey. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
Thank you. ghetto. One more time to be free. One more time in the ghetto. One more time if you please.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Just before that announcement, you heard Mickum with the tune One More Bass featuring Earl 16 from Long Story Short. Also Tetrahydra K with Labyrinth Remix from Odyssey. Right now you're listening to Le Youth with their tune Damaged from the recent release Reminders. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. currently listening to Komfortstrassen with the tune Zero from the release K. Inigo Montoya before this with Mungo Park. Also Ali Schwarz with Indie Dub before that. Leah Braxton with The River toward the beginning of that set. And coming up next, I'll have Alan Fitzpatrick with Something Wonderful, the Steffi remix from Machine Therapy Remixed. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you.
So those are our phrases for today. Have a good time.
At the time of their lives.
Say, have a good time.
Or if your son is going to a party
with his friends,
you can tell him,
have the time of your life. As he walks out the door.
Listening to High with Purple Jelly Disc featuring Obi Frankie from Baby We're Ascending. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Just say that the Reuters bureau chief worked tirelessly to get the collateral murder video and the military light. They said they didn't have it, they couldn't find it, and then we only saw it when Chelsea Manning very courageously gave it to WikiLeaks to publish. Until that time, the narrative that the military had spun out about that incident was a complete fiction. It was a lie.
That's Chris Hedges, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Chris Hedges. Truth is the first casualty of war. In the old communist countries, comrades who fell out of favor with the party bosses were crudely cut out of photographs. Today, in the digital era, it's easy to electronically eliminate a person and/or their work. Take Chris Hedges. His show, On Contact, was aired on RT, a Russian state TV network. It was on YouTube when suddenly its six-year archive of programs disappeared. Hedges said this, "I vanished. In totalitarian systems, you exist, then you don't. I have a hard time seeing how a detailed discussion of Ulysses or the biographies of Susan Sontag and J. Robert Oppenheimer had any connection in the eyes of the most obtuse censors in Silicon Valley with Vladimir Putin. And then he warns, if this happens to me, it can happen to you. Our guest today is Chris Hedges. He's an award-winning journalist who's reported from the Balkans, the Middle East, and Central America. Cornel West calls him the greatest radical writer and journalist of our generation. He writes a weekly column for Shearpost.com. He's the author of many books, including Death of the Liberal Class, Wages of Rebellion, and America, The Farewell Tour. I talked with him on March 28th. Welcome to the program. It's good to see you again.
Thanks for having me, David.
Well, a couple of bookend quotes I'd like you to talk about. Truth is the first casualty of war, which is attributed to Senator Hiram Johnson, and Randolph Bourne's War is the Health of the State.
In wartime, everything is sacrificed for the cause. The press and most of the public always falls in line in a conflict. Challenging the dominant narrative, even if you're speaking truth, is unacceptable. It will see you marginalized. It's certainly been true over the Ukraine conflict, but it's true in every conflict. And Bourne's statement that war is the health of the state means that in wartime, the state, with the excuse of national security, can accrue to itself all sorts of power that it wouldn't in peacetime be able to express. Censorship, control of resources, everything has to be sacrificed for the war effort, so you can't have strikes. And of course, Bourne was speaking about the First World War. Woodrow Wilson was the kind of best exemplar of this. He used the war, and remember, he had campaigned in 1916, I believe. His slogan was, he kept us out of the war.